This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Elena Newport, the dazzling, delightful, and otherwise just simply wonderful star of the Capitol Steps. They, of course, are Washington's premier musical satirist. And Elena, how are you?
I'm fine. Are you going down to the big rally at the Lincoln Memorial this weekend?
I was just about to ask you the same thing. Unfortunately, I have a conflict. What about you?
I have to make fun of it, so I probably should go see it, right? We make fun of everything, of course. And I guess Glenn Beck is rallying everyone. Is there some proposal to put a mosque at the White House or something like that? I'm not sure.
I don't know what specifically is triggering this. I know he's got several issues that he likes to talk about. And, of course, Al Sharpton is doing a counter rally, so we'll see how that all plays out.
Well, I've noticed that some of the roads, as you're driving into D.C., you're actually pointing towards Mecca. So I don't know. There might be something to all this. We're going to check out all these theories.
We'll find out. But, you know, this is not the first time in recent months that we've gotten a pretty big gathering of folks frustrated with the government here in Washington. We had one just after 9/11 last year. They called it the 9/12 rally. And then there was, of course, the huge protests around the health care debate. So they're getting to know their way around town pretty well.
Yeah, I think we have a song today, which is when the Tea Party all gathered to talk about health care reform. So I think we're bringing that up in honor of this weekend's rally.
Here we go.
The government wants to take over my health insurance.
Mine too.
I'm annoyed.
And I'm annoyed.
And we're a pair of annoyed. Our eyes have seen the gory and the bloody healthcare fight.
And believe in every rumor is America's birthright. Is Obama just like Hitler?
Well, both of their moms were white. Make sure Fox News is on. Glory, glory, paranoia. Health reform, it will destroy ya. It's a big socialist ploy. The truth is so far gone. We'll descend on each town meeting, call each congressman a putz.
My name's Filbert.
Hazel.
I'm Pecan.
Pistachio.
We're nuts.
Soon health records will be on a chip
implanted in your butts that you'll be sitting on. Health reforms we will resist on. U.S. rankings we've dismissed on. 37th best health system. We beat Azerbaijan.
I'll send emails to my congressman. Tell off that low-life troll. On my iPhone, I'll send him a note that's full of vitriol.
Yeah, I think you're typing that on your TV remote control.
What channel?
Illegal immigrants will get big bags of cash when they are sick.
In the House, Speaker Pelosi's trying every ploy and trick
to persuade those blue dog Democrats. She called in Michael Vick.
Is this healthcare swan song?
Ah, Elena.
Nowadays, if you want to protest something, that you throw raw eggs at it, and that's really dangerous.
Oh,
right?
My gosh. Yeah, that's a bigger concern than I think anything else in this country right now. Although we've had some pretty lousy economic news this week. I don't know if your house is on the market, but I hope not, given what we saw this week.
No, it's not, but it might be a good time to buy. Maybe I should look around, huh?
Yeah, you know, and it's always good when politicians are in touch. I know that, you know, the Obamas are on vacation up in Martha's Vineyard, and they were asking him some questions. I think it was actually about the war in Afghanistan, and his quote to the reporters were, "Guys, not now, I'm buying lobster."
Oh, that's bad. Of course, lobster is very cheap right now, but nobody knows that. I mean, it's that's actually. Do you remember the George Bush not knowing how the scanner worked at the supermarket?
I was just going to mention that, being fascinated, as I think he bought a pair of socks just to act like he was doing something to reinvigorate the economy back then.
Right. Well, somebody has to get these politicians and give them a little bit of lesson in being normal.
Oh, my gosh. It's going to be very, very interesting. Only a couple months left. Elena, most of the primaries are done. You got any favorite candidates out there that are going to give you a lot of material for the next couple months?
Well, I don't know. I guess I'm looking at Charlie Rangel's primary and thinking, well, if he gets knocked out, that'll hurt us on the material front, but because that scandal could heat up.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So, and right now our prop person has the challenge of trying to dress someone up like a bed bug, because I think bed bugs are going to be big this fall.
Absolutely. Yeah, New York City, I know, has been dealing with that for a while, and I guess they're spreading elsewhere. So
that's the kind of thing we sit around thinking about.
Fantastic. Well, I can assure you, even though I really don't know for sure, but there are no bed bugs at the Reagan Building on Friday and Saturday evenings. We can catch the Capital Steps live here in the nation's capital every week. You can also learn more about their work online at capsteps.com and buy their brand new CD, Liberal Shop of Horrors. Elena, always great to have you with us. Thanks for your
All
time.
Right.
I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.